T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I need you all to take 1 second. Just take a second, Rhea. Just take a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it? Do you feel that little tingle when there's a big game?
There's a big game tonight.
When there's a big game, don't you wake up with a little tingle? Oh, yes, you do.
Absolutely.
This is a big game day in Philadelphia for a lot of reasons. Now, 2-2 in a all-or-nothing series, you got to win game five. You got to win it. You got to beat a team you are better than in your home arena with a full house of screaming fans.
Would you like a fun stat on that?
I would enjoy a stat.
Elias Sports Bureau, game five winner, wins the series 82% of the time. However, if they're at home, 91%. 90%.
Nine out of 10. All right, here's what you need to know. All you needed to know, if you needed like an appetizer before the main course, you watched the Nets and Bucks last night. Because Al, James Harden, who is not James Harden or anything close to him, five points.
Yeah, he's really struggling.
With a brutal hammy situation, played 46 out of 48 minutes.
He had two big free throws late.
And his great teammate, Kevin Durant, when they needed him, Al, 49.
Yeah.
Insane.
And they beat the Bucks. The Bucks were favored to win that series. And they came out on their home court, and they established superiority. Al, they're going to find a way. It might take them seven. The Nets are the next team if the Sixers get there on their run for the title.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
Yes.
The Nets will find a way. They just can't stay healthy. And in a lot of ways, neither can the Sixers.
No.
Because, Al, there's an ongoing debate over the past 24 hours of just how injured Joel Embiid is. He played like an injured player in Atlanta game four.
Yeah, yeah.
Al, he was 0 for 12.
In the second half, yeah.
Yeah. And he was utterly ineffective. And then in the final shot, he claims he could not leap anymore, even though he got 21 rebounds in a game.
He was, you could tell he was gassed.
He was fatigued or whatever happened. But now he will have the adrenaline of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to start with this, Al. I'm not coming back on and repeating myself with a guarantee like I did at the first game of the second game, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Second game. I'm not going to do that again, but I'm going to tell you how sure I am that the Philadelphia 76ers are going to win big tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I was bankrupt because I had taken the advice of Keith Jones in my BetMGM account.
Oh.
I had started with my own $20.
Okay.
Ooh.
I had ramped it up to over 100, and then I started to take the advice of Keith Jones, and then I went bankrupt, right? So yesterday, I was looking at this game and the odds and odd stuff, and I went, you know what? I'm going to put 100 back in there, and I'm going to make money.
Putting it all on them?
More than that. No. I don't.
Wow, you're really strong in this.
Who am I, Mitch Williams? Mitch Williams, have you ever bet over $50?
Yes.
Mitch just came in.
Yeah.
Mitch, have you ever bet under $50?
That's normally all I bet.
There it
is. I bet all
right
prop stuff.
Well, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did a parlay bet. Mm-hmm. And I love my bet.
What is it?
Here's the bet. No points. Sixers win. That's called money line.
Oh, money line. Okay.
I'm not even taking a chance, Al, of a last second shot by Trae Young. No points. Parlayed with Embiid over 27.5.
Mm.
Wow.
Mitch, I've set aside some time here for you to compliment me.
Okay. I'll try and think of something later. But I don't know if I can cram something in. It's not going to come to me right away.
I wouldn't bet on Embiid. I just don't know about the knee.
I do know.
You do?
He was acting.
There's nothing wrong with Embiid.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, an athlete has arrived. Mr. Mitch Williams. Mitch, you watched the game 4. What did you see? Is he in terrible, terrible physical distress?
No. I think he was tired. I really think he was tired. And I don't think he felt very good going into that game, just the look on his face.
Right. And Al, I could divulge no sources, but I could tell you this. I had some corroboration? Via email of a harebrained theory I put out yesterday.
Oh, no.
Sixers spent 4 to 5 days in the Party City of Atlanta, Georgia.
You can't do
we
that.
We would have known.
Home of some of the top gentlemen clubs in America. And Al, I received a lot of positive feedback, including sourcing from, well, I don't know who these people are.
But you had 3 of them?
I'm hoping the sources are better than mine. But anyway.
What's wrong with you?
There are indications, maybe, maybe not, that Embiid partied the night away.
This is not sourced by anybody.
Well, in the first place, he drinks is Shirley Temple's.
This is the worst source story you will ever hear.
Sometimes I want to take email away from you.
Understand something. If a theory agrees with me, I usually use it as a source.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
I like people. Mitch just said, Embiid's fine. Did you hear how quickly I went to him? It corroborated my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's your opinion, but I looked at him.
Yeah.
And going into that, after all this meniscus tear, that thing's probably been torn for months.
There it is. Mitch knows how.
You cannot go out there and physically do the things he's doing if you're injured.
Mitch Williams, how many times in your long major league career were you on the disabled list?
Once.
One time? How many years did you pitch?
11.
11 years, Al, of slinging that seed.
And look at
it. It wasn't my arm that put me on.
Well, he's a wreck now.
Oh, yeah. I'm great
there.
I'm like a chart for what not to do.
But the man knows how to stay in the game. That's what I'm telling you, right?
It's all about from the neck up.
All right. Let's assess some of this so that we'll see, Al, if my parlay. That's Embiid over 27.5. You're going to get 28 points or more, and Sixers win. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful parlay. I get more than double my money.
Oh, nice.
That's a nice parlay.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's Doc Rivers yesterday on Joel Embiid's condition.
Listen, we walk on the floor, we're good, and we wouldn't put Joel out there if he couldn't play. Obviously, he's not going to be exactly what he was all the time with the injury. But I'll take what we have. So I have no concern.
All right. So he's saying ignore the histrionics because a lot of what you were seeing at game 4 were histrionics.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing to the crowd, the whole thing.
Yeah, he
told
does
the
that.
Crowd to shut the bleep off.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do that with a torn meniscus. You don't do that.
Really?
No. No, once you tear it, you can't curse.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever
there's
heard.
There's more stuff to deal with. All right, because later in the show, Mr. Marcus Hayes, who is a great columnist at Inquirer.com and a contributor now to WIP, wrote a searing piece yesterday on Ben Simmons.
Mm, right.
And how Ben's absolute inability to shoot the ball is killing this team.
Right.
Killing it.
Right.
And I've got corroborative evidence on that today, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, I'm going to go back 2 days. When Ben was asked if he should have been more aggressive, because he was in game 3 and he was terrific, and they won that game nicely, right? Comes to game 4, you don't even see him in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
he's not around.
Passenger,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, here's what he said after the game about aggression.
Yeah, I definitely should have been more aggressive and attacked more. I think the spacing was a little off this
right,
game.
So that's it. He needs to be more aggressive. Guess what? Coach doesn't agree. Mm-hmm. Doc Rivers out. Again, I'm hearing coddling. Here's what Doc said about Ben being aggressive.
I couldn't disagree with that more. I actually think more aggressive if he's talking about facilitating. Yeah. Getting the ball up the floor with better pace. But not as far as shooting or anything like that. Just getting us into our stuff more aggressively with better pace.
I got to tell you the truth, though. This whole shooting thing's way overrated. It's just overrated.
Yeah, the game's just designed around it.
No. Hold on. I'm setting something. Mitch, calm down.
Sorry,
I'm setting something. No. It's just overrated. I mean, I think even Doc would tell you, who cares who shoots, right? Except almost in the same sentence he was saying that about Ben, here's what he was saying about Furkan Korkmaz.
You know, what I love about Furk is he's a home run hitter. Like, he's gonna take the shot when he gets it. And you need guys like that in the playoffs.
Yeah. Do you note their inconsistency?
Yes.
Would you explain the inconsistency to me?
He's got this thing where he knows he has to defend Ben publicly because of, you know, his mental makeup. But it's and I understand what he's saying. He was not aggressive being a facilitator, which is being the point guard. That was my biggest issue with him in the second half. You know, while Embiid's doing whatever he wanted because I guess he didn't want to go down low, Ben's just kind of like, Ben's got to be in charge. You are the point guard. But he's got to shoot.
Ben is soft.
But he's not going to.
This is two coaches now that have known Ben is soft and has coddled him publicly.
Yeah, and he's not going to shoot.
That's what's going on.
Just deal with it.
No, I got to turn here to my man Mitch Williams, because I'll tell you what. In my estimation now, one of the heroes in sports is a man who has the ball in their hand in the ninth inning.
Oh, it closes.
Right? You're up around the ninth inning. That's what I call hero baseball. You enjoyed the ninth inning role because it was all on you. Right,
yes,
Mitch?
Absolutely.
That exists, I now know, in the NBA as well.
Sure. There's people that want the ball.
And people who decide in a game they're going to be the hero. Right. Now, Doc Rivers pointed that out after game 40 when everybody was trying to just jack it up. They wanted to be the hero. By the way, not Ben, everybody else. But listen to what he said yesterday when he looked at the tape of how these guys stopped playing as a team. Listen.
I show guys, every single guy at some point, standing with their hands up, open, like, throw me the ball. All five guys at some point had that statue position. It happens a lot of times because you want to win the game, you know, and so each guy thinks he's going to win the game. So it's not a real selfish thing, but it's selfish basketball and the same thing, if you know what I mean. So it's not like a guy was being selfish. He was trying to win the game, but we don't need that. We need to do our jobs. We don't need to do more than our jobs.
More exciting in the eighth inning or the ninth?
Ninth.
More exciting last batter with your case, probably a couple of men on because you walked.
Yeah.
Blow the ball by him, strike three, you win. Is that the best scenario?
That's the best
feeling. Is that
feeling
better than a pop-up?
Oh, yeah. First 3 years in the league.
Yeah.
If I had two strikes on a guy and he popped up and foul ground, I was rooting for the guy to drop it because I wanted to punch everybody out. That's how stupid I was.
All right, but in a sense, that's being a hero, right? That you want the ultimate thrill, right?
Right.
All right, good, because that's what we're doing today. Al, today is the anniversary from 1884. Do the math. I don't know how many years that is.
It's a little over 100.
Of a thrill machine.
A what?
The roller coaster at Coney Island.
Oh,
I hate
the oldest roller coaster in the world.
Is it still running?
And it's still running. Although I wouldn't get.
I would really be in a hurry to get on that thing.
Sounds really old.
Safe.
And I think it's wooden, so don't smoke on it because it'll burn down. All right. But anyway, Al. But this is what people do for thrills.
Yeah, you see the new one up at Six Flags, whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
The flume got stuck.
No. The new roller coaster.
I know that they go upside. No, let me be clear on this. And I think you're going to learn this throughout the morning.
Wow.
I am not, Mitch, I am not a thrill seeker.
I am so with you on that, Ange. It's not even funny.
Do you need to power glide, pair glide, whatever they call it?
My son.
Power wash.
My oldest son went skydiving five times before I knew it.
No.
Before you knew it.
No.
There is zero chance I am ever jumping off a perfectly good plane.
All right, now if the plane is going to sink into the ocean,
different
might leap out first.
Well, yeah, if it's going down, right. I'm going to be one of the first ones out.
All right, there you go. But anyway, I'm looking for things today that you do for thrills.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Right? And we got the wheel today. 12 items. 12. Just tell me something.
Do I get to give them away?
Yep, absolutely.
I'm pretty good at it.
Do you want to give them away?
Dang right.
Absolutely. Here you go. There's
Garcias.
Mitch Williams is in charge of the gifts today, Al.
Oh, boy.
You're not that good at it.
The roller
anyways.
Coaster that made me quit riding them?
Yeah.
The one on the boardwalk down in Ocean City?
That
little bitty one?
Oh, the Ocean City one. I went on the Wildwood one, the Great White.
There's no chance I'm getting on anything that's bigger than that Mighty Mouse one that was down on the boards. I hate them things.
That one was bad. They were all bad. Yeah, I got on the Great White, Al, and it started up the first incline.
Yeah.
I wanted to get off. Mm. I realized, no. And
there's no reason to ride them things.
There's no reason.
The only way you get attention riding one of them things is when it flies off the rails and you become a news story. I do not like them.
215-592-9494. Give me some big game talk about tonight. I'll give you a shot. Just tell me what your thrill is. You get a shot on the wheel. Let's kick it off today with Keith at Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Keith, you feel the tingle of a big game? Do you
Listen
feel
to me. I watched that Brooklyn game last night. He came out with no regards. He played the whole game.
Yep.
He said, I'm not sitting down for anything. We're going to win this game.
Yep. Kevin Durant played every single second.
It was unbelievable.
Of the game. Keith, you don't have to take the guy out. He can play a whole game.
And he's coming off an injury himself.
Keith, when you got to win the game, you win the game. That's what he did.
It don't even matter. Harden only had 5 points. But that 5 points made a difference in the game, didn't it?
He had two free throws late in the game, put him up 106-104 because he's a very good free throw shooter.
But he grinded. He was on the court for 46
minutes.
He
had more points than minutes in the game.
No, he was, I'm telling you, it was brutal. But, Keith, that told you how big tonight's game is.
That's the way the way it happened last night, because that game is going to be the talk of every sportscaster today. That should go right to the Sixers and say, we're home. We need to bring it home. We need to bring this game home. With any way we have to do it, we need to do the same thing.
Well, that's why, frankly, I don't want to see the histrionics tonight. I don't want to see Joel go out there with that look of death in his eye. Hmm. Like, we are going to put you to sleep right now. We're going to bury you. Because he's capable of doing that, Keith. I've seen him do it before, and I believe he will do it tonight.
Well, we hope he doesn't do that. Whatever he does, bring the soul from out the ground to make him feel better or whatever. Don't feel any pain. Just go about that and play the whole game like Durant did.
Exactly. I'm with you, Keith. You got a good feeling about tonight?
I got a good feeling.
Me too. I do not think we'll be on the air tomorrow while lamenting a bad loss.
Probably
I do
not
think that will happen. Keith, what do you do to get a thrill?
When you see somebody graduate from school.
Oh, that's so, Al, your daughter, your son. Oh,
I know, the end of the tuition.
It's like you did it too.
I got one going this year and one next year. Yeah.
Right. Isn't it a thrill for you to see the culmination of your hard work as well as theirs?
Absolutely not. I honestly hate these graduations. It's just a sign of getting older and the kids leaving the house, and I just don't like it.
A graduation ceremony is the second worst thing to attend.
Next to a wedding?
Yeah, weddings.
I'm with you.
Weddings worse. Oh, they read names out. Most of the names you don't even know.
No. Yeah, and when I graduated,
it's a boring event.
We had like 300 people in the class, and when they announce you in the order you graduate, and you're like 298.
Right.
It's not really a proud
Just
moment.
Just tell them it was alphabetical, Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch, I believe that Keith got number one. Could you tell us what he won? Keith, congratulations. You got a great prize.
Number one, you got a $100 gift card courtesy of Grimley Financial. Ooh. Not satisfied with your collection or cash flow results? Join the home team with the best liquidity results in town at GrimleyFC.com.
All right, I got to help people with this thrill thing, because people are going to think, jumping out of a plane, stuff like that is a thrill. No, I'm going to play for you Charles Barkley. In fact, I got a bunch of Barkley today. Barkley is one of the funniest men in the history of sports commentary.
Yeah. Still has the greatest line in TV history, in my opinion.
Which one?
When he was on doing the TNT stuff, and he said, "Ugh, he's got anal glaucoma." They all said, "What?" Huh. He said, "Yeah, I can't see my ass coming to work tomorrow."
All right, well, anyway, I'm going to play it from Charles Dale because he even has a I think he's got a plan on when he retires, which is kind of ominous. He's not happy. They have really the cancel culture has put him in the crossfire right now. But, Al, he was talking about things that thrill him.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned this, and I think you would agree with this. Listen to one of the thrilling things in Charles's life.
When I used to play, man, I would eat two fish fillets and a large fry, but I'd wash it down with a Diet Coke just to make myself feel better. That was my pregame meal a lot.
You ate that on a game night?
On a game day for lunch. I mean, I love those fish fillets. Tartar sauce is one of the greatest inventions of all time, man. I would go on my way from practice. I'd grab two fish fillets and a large fry and get me a big old Diet Coke, go home and take my pregame nap, and I was ready to go.
Al, I would, if somebody said that, I would have to accept it. You are also a devotee of the fish fillet.
Filet of fish, yeah.
Filet, I guess it's called filet of fish. Yeah. Fish Authority.
So good, yes, I love them.
Fish salesman, yes. Dan Donnelly is here. Dan, where are you on the Filet-O-Fish sandwich?
I'm a little spoiled when it comes to seafood,
right.
Being that I work in the
Frozen cod, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Scrod, I think.
Scrod? Yeah. Scrod. What's the difference between scrod
Otz
and
has
cod?
The best fish and chips anywhere.
No, hold on. Yes. What's the difference between scrod and cod?
Well, it starts with an S, the one.
Scrod is crod that they scraped up off the floor and threw it in a patty.
The fish fillet doesn't do much for me, to be honest.
It's really good.
Can I be honest with you?
With the shamrock shake.
What? Oh, you're getting it from McDonald's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's so good.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Hold on. That's
what do much for me.
That's what, what's the name is Charles is talking about.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it carp?
215.
We call that a bugle
mouth
pass.
That's a thrill, Al. That's a thrill. Maybe it's just a delicious food.
Yes.
If Jonesy would call it in, what would he say to that?
Corn.
Fried lobster or a cob of corn.
Yes. I'm with
Why
him on
would
both.
You fry a piece of lobster?
Oh, no.
Rhea, if you haven't eaten it that way,
I'm not a big fried food fan.
215. 592-9494. All I got is
you
Rocco and Kev. You will get on quickly. We got so much show to do, Al. When we come back, I will update you on what happened in L.A. with the Phillies. It's probably what you anticipated. Another loss.
Yeah, Utley was there watching.
But what an atmosphere. Man, the real world is back.
Oh, yeah.
What an atmosphere in L.A. last night.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time. 620.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.